All right, 99 Pages, it is January, the new year, and this week I wanted to release an episode with, one, a book review, and two, a few tips on reading during the new year and getting those new year's resolutions off to the right foot when it comes to your reading goals. All right, well, let's start off with that recommendation. So this week we celebrated Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's a time when we should take stock of our nation's racist past as a country, acknowledge it, learn from it, and try our best to be better for the future. And so for my part, even beyond MLK Day, I have built a passion on fixing our racist past in the areas of police reform and mass incarceration. So to that end, my first recommendation of the new year is the book Ear Hustle, Unflinching Stories of Everyday Prison Life. It is a behind-the-scenes look at the world-renowned Ear Hustle podcast. If you're not familiar, Ear Hustle is recorded and produced inside the walls of San Quentin Prison in Northern California. The show humanizes the American prisoner and demystifies life behind bars. You know, when you go to prison, time doesn't just sit still. It continues, and continues at a gruelingly slow pace. It is incredible what many of these inmates have both been through prior to prison and what they're able to accomplish when they are inside those walls. Same with their families, by the way. Now, some of you may know that I am very passionate about prison reform. I sit on the board of our one of our nation's largest organizations in mass incarceration reform, Families Against Mandatory Minimums, FAM.org. I spend time each year at state and local prisons with families of those incarcerated and with policymakers trying to heal this moral scar on our nation. Mass incarceration is an issue for which there is surprisingly tremendous bipartisan support, yet also tremendous bipartisan fear. Not of the inmates, mind you, but fear of the ill-informed voter who is convinced that being tough on crime is a virtue that justifies this draconian treatment of our fellow citizens. So there's this idea that people in jail are irreversibly bad, and everyone out of prison is somehow a good, upstanding citizen. When we incarcerate Americans at a rate far higher than any other developed nation, what we actually do is perpetuate crime in the future. You know, of course, if we extract a bunch of men, and often minority men, out of their communities, leaving a bunch of children without father figures, what do we expect is going to happen to these parts of society? So programs like Ear Hustle are trying to humanize that experience and let people know, like, hey, we're all going to make mistakes. And while it does certainly take a village to raise a child, believe it or not, it also takes a village to fail a child. And failing that child, leading them to a storyline of crime, is the village's responsibility. So I highly encourage a listen of the Ear Hustle podcast at your convenience. The book describing the production over the past several years is equally as fascinating. Additionally, please consider listening or re-listening to our episodes with Chris Wilson on the book The Master Plan, or with Charlie Engel on his book Running Man. Perhaps you can jump over to one of those episodes now. I would not be offended at all. Their life experiences, both inside and outside the prison system, are nothing short of inspiring. I think you'll learn something for sure. All right, let's get on to some reading tips. So many of us in this new year have reading ambitions. I personally aspire to read one book per week, so about 52 books a year. Now, that's where I'm at in my reading journey, and I will tell you, I have spent about a decade building up to that. You might be trying to get through one book each month, or perhaps even just a single book this year. Seriously, wherever you are, this is a safe space, and I'm your partner in that goal. You know, I actually do have friends whose reading goal is one book for the year, but that book is War and Peace. So they're on a different level. So tip number one, don't stress about the number of books you read. It's about the habit. Reading isn't about quantity, it's about quality of input and the quality of your processing. Worry about how many books you read is like worrying about how many grains of sand you can count. You will never get even close to covering the whole beach. Instead, let's worry about what the quality of what you're reading is. Is this author someone you already agree with and you're just tickling your pleasure centers? Or are you actually keeping an open mind to ideas you disagree with? Are you enjoying their voice, the characters, or do you find yourself bored? The win in reading is whether your mind is grappling with ideas and emotions and perspectives, not just putting pages away. So tip two, think about alternating between hard copy, audio, and ebooks. There are moments in the day and week when one format might suit you better, when your headspace will be different. So don't be afraid to mix it up. You know, sometimes I've actually switched between audiobooks to a hard copy because I wanted to follow the words more closely, or I've gone from digital books to audiobooks because I was getting nauseous on an airplane. The different formats are there to serve you in whatever context you find yourself. So, tip three, if you aren't enjoying a book, drop it. There is no reason to keep forcing yourself down into a storyline that isn't bringing you stimulation. Now, notice I didn't say joy or happiness or pleasure. It is good and healthy and, dare I say, virtuous to read things that upset you or anger you. But being bored, that's just inexcusable. Move on to something that's going to make you challenged, that's going to make you inspired, that's going to get you to be a more nuanced human being. Now, lastly, tip four, engage in discussions about the books. These books, when read in a vacuum, are far less powerful when those inputs are shared in a group. It's actually why I started 99 Pages. Talking about books brings them to deeper levels of meaning. There is an objective reality that we all know exists, but we only have access to that objective reality through a subjective lens. And the same is true with books. Sharing our thoughts on books, the complexities, the characters, the emotions, sharing those thoughts with friends and family, and through podcasts like this one, they help us extract deeper and nuanced meanings that help us derive value from this exercise. So, one, don't stress about the quantity of books. Two, alternate formats between hard copy, audio, your Kindle, your iPhone Kindle app maybe. Three, if you're not enjoying a book, drop it. Find something that's going to tickle your brain. And lastly, talk about what you've learned. Bring it up in conversation. I frequently start and end conversations with, by the way, I just read this book that you might enjoy that was tangentially related to what we were supposed to talk about. I'm not sure if my friends find it annoying or not, but at least thus far, I think they actually appreciate it. So if you or someone you know is looking for some inspired titles or interviews with great authors to help inspire this 2024 reading goal, please consider having them subscribe to our mailing list at 99pages.club and to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Here is to a great 2024 of reading. Thanks, and we'll be back with a new episode very soon.